everyone. Welcome back.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
So, today we actually have a very special episode.
I swear we say this every week.
I know, but do you know what? All our episodes are very special. So, special, yeah. And if you don't think that, then you're not special. I'm sorry. Right? So, today we'll be talking about strict parents, right? So, we know that, you know, a few of you or a lot of you might not even relate to this because, you know, you might have very lenient parents or whatever. But for those of you that can relate, and even for those of you that can't, it's just going to be a really funny episode because
it's going to be funny.
It's funny, it's relatable. It's just, you don't want to miss it, basically.
Yeah. And before we begin, disclaimer, we love our parents. Let's just put it out there. And we love them to bits. And I wouldn't change them for the world. I just think, you know, a lot of these experiences for me personally are things when I was younger. And I think, you know, when I look back at it, it's the way they handled things is the person I am today. Maybe the person I am today, Linda. Yeah. And we just thought it'd be funny to talk about, really.
I 100% agree. Like, a lot of this isn't relevant anymore just because, you know, you're at the age, but actually some of it is still relevant, but I'll make sure I highlight when something is relevant now. So don't worry about that. But it is, you know, very funny, very engaging. So yeah, we're just gonna go straight into it.
Yeah. All right, shall we start? You wanna go? Linda has a fat
list. Listen, I have a lot to say, so I'm just gonna tackle it one at a time. So I think let's start from the beginning. So when you were a child, right, and you have certain friends and stuff, I wasn't allowed to go on sleepovers, right? Which is completely different to what Paneer's had to go through. My parents did not want me sleeping around people's houses. Yeah. I don't know what it was. They just were like, no, that's it, finish. And I was actually only allowed, and I slept around Paneer's, I think, twice in my life. And
we've
been friends for like so many years. It's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, my parents just did not allow it. They did not want it. And obviously, when you get a little bit older, my parents sort of said to me, like, it's embarrassing for you to sleep around someone's house. Like, you're a grown woman now. Like, it's embarrassing. So that was their mentality. Yeah. They did not like it. But what about you, Panit?
We're sleeping around. So my parents were very picky as well. Like, they wouldn't just let me sleep around anyone's house. They would have had to know who they were. You know, they would have had to see me with them a few times, like, have had to, like, probably meet them, probably meet their parents, and then, like, after loads of, like begging, they'd be like,
So, like, a job interview. Who are they? Basically, what do they do? How many are there?
Job interview. It's just... Yeah, exactly. I wasn't a big sleepover guy anyway. Like, I had, like, one or two friends I would, like, do constant sleepovers with every now and then, but apart from that, like, I never really cared. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like some people really wanted to do a sleepover, and maybe because they never got to, they felt like they were missing out on the experience. So it is kind of,
do you know what, like, it is funny, but I feel like I'm not blessed because it's not like it's not that big of a deal, but I'm happy that at least I got to experience it, because, you know, a lot of people didn't. Like, I know a couple of people that didn't get to experience it. And it's just so funny to me because when are you going to have a sleepover when you have kids? Like,
you have a sleepover when you're married with your husband.
But yeah, no, that is a funny one for me. And then obviously, gradually, growing up, you want to go out, meet your friends, whatever. So obviously me and Paneer's having smaller siblings, we can see how the dynamic has changed, like, for them versus us.
I was talking to Liz about this yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'm writing stuff down for strict parents, like, what do you have for me to write? And I know it's like half the things I was saying to her relate to, and I was just like, damn, like, I went through a lot. You know,
so, like, my little brother, he can go out with his friends, you know, he can, like, he's trusted to go on his own and this, that. When I was young, my parents dropped me off and then said, call me, pick me up. And if not, it would be one of my friend's parents dropping me off. Like, that's how it worked. You would not be, like, this was, like, early secondary school. Like, I'm not talking about like year 10, year 11, but early secondary school. I was not allowed to go anywhere. And I know certain people were. They were allowed since day one, yeah. Like since primary school. They were meeting their friends. Nah, honey. Not allowed. Not in this household.
That's jokes.
And then obviously that links in with not being allowed out past a certain time. Eight o'clock curfew.
Honey. You, like, at 6 o'clock, you'd be like, Mum, I'm going out. All right, be back by 7. What?
Mate.
It takes you an hour to get there, honey. But yeah, no, that shit, that went on for a long time. Let me tell you, most things with strict parents ended in, like, secondary school, college time, right? But this staying out late stuff, so applicable to this day. Linda, especially... Mate. We already spoke about this, but when Linda stays out, pass her.
Okay, let me tell you something. So that's on another thing. No clubbing, right? My parents did not want me to go out clubbing. No, sir. Full stop. Not in this house. Not until you're married. So
imagine going clubbing with your family, like with your husband and kids.
Literally partying it out. So. That was a strict rule, right? And sometimes, like, it being in uni, we wanted to go to these parties, whatever. So I encouraged...
I'll do that to Linda. Come
yeah,
on,
so I encouraged my dad to let me because I was like, it's not, like, a proper club. And it isn't a proper club. Like,
no.
kind of is, but whatever. It's basically, like, a club with, like, youth, right? With, like, uni people.
Yeah.
So yeah, my dad would say, okay, go. But, like, at around 12... I want you to be coming, start coming back, basically. And if you were later than that, obviously it just ruins the plan for them, like, to get up early. Like, my parents don't go to sleep until I'm back home, whatever.
Yeah.
But that still hasn't changed. If I say to my dad, I'm going clubbing, he's going to be like, what? Are you okay? Are you okay? Clubbing. Are you normal? Oh, are you God. Normal?
The funny thing is because I know Linda, she knows mine, it makes it like 50 times funnier.
Yeah,
like,
no clubbing whatsoever.
No, but like, okay, for me, in those scenarios, the worst thing was when you were out, like whether you were at a bar or whether you were just at a restaurant and it was past curfew and they'd ring you nonstop, where are you? Are you coming home? Where are you? Are you coming home? Now, I don't know if your dad really had this, but my dad would ring every, like,
bruv, my dad would ring and be like, where are you? And I'll be like, in the Uber. And then he would decline the call. Like, he's telling you, he's letting you know in advance that he is pissed. And then you have to deal with the consequences later.
I'm so dead.
He used to ring and he used to be like, hello. And then he used to decline. And I'm like, fuck, he's... gonna kill me.
That's scary stuff, you know. Oh my God.
So all right, so another one, but I think is really funny. Not allowed to be friendly with boys.
Oh my God. Don't even mention that word.
Boys,
in this
to this day, my dad would be like, boys, they don't
even
exist.
Now.
What?
Even now, I have boyfriends. Boyfriend?
Boyfriend, you're not allowed.
No, for me personally, now that I have a boyfriend, it's not the same story. But back in the day, if you mentioned like a boy name, whether they were just your friend or whatever, what? Who is this?
It's funny to me because in our culture, it's kind of like if you hang around with too many boys, yeah, it kind of, a lot of you might agree. I don't know who's listening to this, but from culture to culture, it differs. So like in my culture, having too many boyfriends, like friends that are boys, it basically doesn't say a great lot about girl. But actually, one funny thing is I'm going to tell you about this story that I wrote them the story about the guy from school. So there was a guy from school, right? And I'm not going to say exactly
was this
in
secondary school?
And I'm
going
to... Yeah, and I'm going to change the story a little bit.
I need to know who it is.
But basically, this girl that I knew was dating him.
Oh!
And... this boy happened to stumble, like, this girl happens to live near me, whatever, and he stumbles up at my house and knocks on my door, and I'm in secondary school, and, like, year 7, year 8, I don't know, I'm not allowed to see no boys. he's knocking on my door knowing full well that I have a cultured family. Yeah. Like, my family is whatever. You can't be doing that unless you want to die. I'm joking. Anyway, he knocks on the door and I'm like shitting it because I'm like, for goodness sake, like my parents are going to open the door, whatever. I open the door and this is probably like in their eyes, it's probably not a big deal. I open the door and he basically was trying to get me to get the girl to open the door for him or whatever. Yeah. But my parents did not believe me. They were like, why is he knocking at your door? Like, why doesn't he just knock at her door? And I was like, oh, but she's like not opening up or whatever. They were not having it. And they were peeking through the blinds. And I was just like, oh my God, like, please leave me alone. And it's funny to me because now if someone were to knock, they would still ask who that person is, but they wouldn't like spy on the door. Like, they don't care about that. But it's just hilarious. Like, they were very, like, sus.
Yeah.
And plus, I wasn't that popular in school for boys to be coming knocking at my door, honey. Like, let's just leave it at that.
Also, that was just a straight incident, full stop. Like, the whole situation.
Yeah.
So, your parents were probably just so confused.
Actually, something that I want to talk about is I know, like, a couple of parents that look through their child's
right
things,
like their phone
right?
and stuff
so
right.
their phone their bags like in their room. I am happy to say that I did not have any
neither.
Of that. My parents
me neither
never
not once in their life did they do that. Thank the
not
heaven.
Once yeah not once did, I can leave my phone open yeah. to this day and my parents will not touch it. Like, they are that like trust my brother, however, I would not trust. He's a snake. Because he would just love the gossip. Yeah. To see like who's chatting to me, whatever. But my parents, they would not touch it. Like, they would never go through my things, whatever. And you know, it's a blessing because, you know, you can go through your thing. Like, parents can go through your things.
Especially when you're younger.
When you're younger, they can go through. And it's just like, first of all, I was a nerd. No one's going to, like, you're not going to find anything in my bag except, like, pencils and sharpeners.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But do you know what? Like, they still could have checked.
Yeah, we had friends that had parents that would check through their bag after school. And because of that, they had to give us stuff to take home. Like, I remember I was just being like, what? Like, she'd be like, can you take this home for me? I'd be like, what? Just take it home with you. She's like, I can't. They would check my bag at the front door.
But actually, I have one thing though. My dad once, so I had this, when I was like, this is like year 7, I had like this Hello Kitty diary. And I used to write some shit in there, like some of my deep thoughts.
You're kidding me.
I used to write my shit
there. Not having it from day one.
Yeah, I was having my not. Yeah, that's actually what it was. No. Whenever I was not having it, I would want to make sure that I remember it. So I was just like writing them down. This this diary thing did not have like a key, you know, like in Claire's, you used to get those with the keys and the fluffy ones. I did not have that.
You just opened the
and
diary.
My brother, my snake brother, as I mentioned, he happens to find it and gives it to my dad.
Oh, no.
Bear in mind, my dad doesn't look through my shit. And my brother, so he gives it to my dad. My dad's like, what do you want me to do with this? And he was like, read through it. And my dad was like, no, like, just leave it there. I mean, when she gets home, like, you can give it to her. My brother looks through it, finds this one page where I wrote about my dad, being me not having it about my dad. And and it was because, what did I write? Like, I wrote, I'm not having it because my dad gave 50 euros. This was like when I was living in a different country. My dad gave my brother 50 euros and he didn't give anything to me.
Oh, no.
This is all I wrote. My dad read it and started laughing. He was like, is this what you write in this diary? Like, I'm going to have to check it and this, that. But, like, that's I'm the only dead. Time where, like, they found something. But, yeah, I was not having it at the time because I felt like my privacy was invaded.
You were like, no. Don't dare do that again.
I was not. As a 12-year-old, I was like, no, not happy with that.
Well, for me, I think one big thing with strict parents was grades. Y'all know this already. Ooh. A lot of you can probably relate to this, but grades were a big thing in my household. Like, and I'm sure with yours as well, Linda, like, if you didn't get good grades, that's it. Like, that's it. Like, parents' evenings was my worst nightmare because you know why, guys? There would always be a bad grade on that maths. Maths would always have that bad grade. And
I remember the parents would just look at you like,
no.
What you did? What you did? What you did in this test?
No, my dad, if you gave to my parents, he'd be the top person, but everything could be A, and then PE would be like a C, and he'd be like, why is PE a C? I'd be like, who cares about PE? Like, come on.
No, with me, it was a little bit different because, like, I said to my dad, listen, like, I moved countries quite a lot, right? I've moved countries twice and always at an awkward time where, like, I had to learn, like, two different languages and, like, study in two different schools, yeah. whatever. So I was always a little bit, like, behind with school just because of that. And, you know, having that barrier where, like, I was just learning a different language and then coming back, like, so they were a little bit lenient, but not to the point where, like, they'll just let me do whatever yeah. I want. Like, they were just, my dad would just sit in the parents' offices and just cross his arms and be like,
parents' siblings were bad, honey.
And he would just look at me like,
oh my.
While the teacher's talking, he would look at me like, don't look at me, darling. Because I'm going to burst. Yeah, and I was shitting it. That's another thing. We were not allowed to get any phone call home.
Oh, honey, no. From school. Luckily, I was a good kid, so I never got any of that, right?
I got one once. And he told me to apologize.
I'm so dead.
And I was like, I'm not going to apologize. But that's for another time.
One time, after parents' evening, my dad was like, because I'm not going to lie, that one parents' evening wasn't good. I had a lot of bad grades in that report card. And my dad was like, you know why? You know why you got those grades? I was like, why? He's like, because you've been reading too much of them books. I was like, what books? Twilight.
He's like the dad from... He's like the dad from Matilda.
He was like, why are you...
Are you in this family?
Like, why have you been reading Twilight? And I was like, what? I was like, parents are begging their kids to pick up a book and read. And you're telling me, why am I reading Twilight? He's like, you need to read more revision books, not these fantasy books.
My dad did the exact same. And do you know what he would say? He had this saying where he would say something in English and then... half of it would be in Albanian. And he would say something like, if you don't study, you fail. And then dad's the bad guy. Like, because, like, he will start shouting. He's like, if you don't study, you fail. And then dad's the bad guy. And I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense. But he was trying to say in the sense of, like, you fail. And then dad's going to be bad yeah. because he's going to shout at you. And then he's the bad guy.
All I remember is year 12. Grades, honey, we don't want to get into that, but I remember the fear we had the night before.
Oh, the fear was real. But I don't know if this is a thing in other people's households, yeah. but my dad would come upstairs and be like, bed now. And I'm like, okay. And then he would say something like, because you know when you were younger, you would love to, like, go on Facebook and randomly, like, message yeah. people and just, like, irritate yeah, them, yeah. like, be like, hello or whatever. Like, I don't know, just random childish shit, or like go and, like, what was it called? Not Curious Cat. There was something similar.
BBM.
Ask FM. So we thought we had so many fans. So I'd be on there, like, replying to people, whatever. And my dad used to say to me, if I catch you, this was always his thing, and it still is to this day. He goes, go to bed, and if I catch you awake, just watch. Like, and I'm like, watch what, honey? Watch what? Watch what? What?
what?
And one time I was back home, and he at 2 a.m. not 2 a.m. actually, no, it wasn't 2 a.m. this is another story, but I, like, it was like a little bit past 12, and me and Layla, my cousin, was on the computer just replying to people, like, doing random shit, and my dad had told me to go to bed. My dad can fly over the stairs, you can't hear him.
Oh, he's,
like,
professional.
If he wants to sneak
yeah.
up on you, he's professional, like, whatever. He came up the stairs and was standing right behind our heads, and I did not see him at all. And he was just looking at our screen and be like, what the hell? What the hell are they doing? And he puts his arms to his hips and he goes, are you still awake? Like, shouted in my ear, and I lost it. I was like, oh my God. It. My heart started beating. I was like, oh my God, Layla, we need to get to bed.
You were bed chilling.
I was chilling, not having it.
Mate, you know what's funny? My parents actually never were that strict on bedtimes. Like, yes, I wasn't allowed to be downstairs, like, chilling at, like, 11 p.m. But my dad did a lot of times just did try and tell me, go to bed. Like, you need to go to bed. But yeah. I wouldn't listen. And even when I was in bed, like, if I was on my phone and stuff, he never really said anything because they knew I wasn't an early sleeper. I can't sleep early. Like, everyone knows this. So I think because of that, they never were really strict on bedtimes.
No, I feel like my parents knew that you tell them to go to bed and then they're like on their phone or whatever. So there's this treasure box in our house, right? We don't really use it anymore, but there was this like little treasure box, whatever. And my dad would put all our phones in this box and would force us to watch these like news programs and like debates and stuff like that. I remember this. We're like, you're going to listen and learn.
Linda would disappear for hours and I'd be like, where the hell are you?
So Pernice would message me and be like, Linda, where are you? And I'll be like, mate, I'm like, I can't reply to her because my phone is in the box. And
afterwards,
I'll be like, mate, I've been listening to these debates that I don't understand anything. But now I thank my dad for that because I learned so much from watching those debates. The programs that I've watched, I still continue to watch now because of my dad did not like us being on like our phones or like computers or PlayStation, whatever. He always like wanted us to just not be on them. And I agree with him. I don't think.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't think it's good. Some kids especially use their phone too much. So.
Also, another thing I wanted to touch up on was being grounded. Were you ever grounded, Pernice?
No, honey. Once. And you know why. You know the reason I was grounded that one time. I'm not going to get into detail. But apart from that, no, never. Like,
My parents were never the grounded type because they just got over it really quickly.
Yeah.
They would shout and then they'll just get over it. Like, I feel like they needed the release of shouting and then after they were fine with it.
Also, I think it's because, like, I'm not trying to say we're amazing, but I think we also listened to them. Whereas I know a lot of kids that probably wouldn't listen, wouldn't care if they're, you know, if they got told off.
Yeah.
I think their parents would have to rely on, like, grounding or, like, taking their phone away or taking their laptop away in order to get something done. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, no, we would listen because we were scared. Do you know what I mean? Like, we did not want... I personally, like, they, you know, they weren't going to kill me, but I was just scared of just them shouting, like, just them just being angry with me. Like, I was just not having it.
Oh my God, Linda, I have a funny one.
Go on.
That you can relate to as well.
Go on.
Let me tell you, my dad especially, was not having it with slamming doors, honey.
Oh! And this is a good one because I don't have it on my list. Well done.
Fantastic. Yeah, so literally, that's it. Our dad, if you slam, you know when you're angry, when you're a teenager, you get told off, you storm up to your room and you close the door. Honey, my dad would not have that. Let me tell you,
I know certain people that can like break things when they're angry. Are you okay? I break one teacup like once in 3 years and I get told off about it for like a month. I am not allowed to slam the door. Are you okay? Do you know what? I think your parents were a little bit better in this sense, but when I would have an argument with my dad, I would, like, I'm a Cancer, right? So I get really emotional. So I want to cry. But I was so stubborn that I did not want to cry in front of them, right? So I would... You know what?
You know I'm going to start laughing.
You know what I'm going to say. And a normal parent would say, right, go upstairs to your room. I don't want to see you. My parents did the opposite. They were like, sit here. Sit here. I want to see you. And I was just like, I would sit there and he'd be like, look at the TV. And then I'd look at the TV while the tears are rolling down my eyes. And then I remember just like having tears in my eyes and just not being able to see the TV anymore because it was so blurry from the tears.
That's so funny. Bless you. You just wanted to go in your room and cry after an argument, and then your parents
made me sit there all the time to this day. Only like once in a blue moon they would say go upstairs, and then I didn't want to like wipe the tears because I don't want them to see.
Yeah.
I wrote going on holiday with friends.
I'm so dead. All right, explain.
Just going on holiday, period. Like, So for me, like, I was lucky enough to be, like, able to fly abroad since a very young age, like, since I was, like, 14. Mm. Because I would fly to my cousins, like, aunt, uncle, whatever. So I had a lot of family abroad. But if I did not have that, me going abroad with friends, am I okay? Like, I would have to, like, beg them. And he would probably still say no. Like, I think your parents... I don't know.
They're not strict on this, to be honest. Well, I don't think they're really strict on it. Like, if I did tell them, like, I'm going abroad, obviously, like, I had to reach a certain age. I don't think they would let me at the age of 15.
Now it's fine.
No, but like, I'm talking, like, 18, 19, even. They did start to let me. Like, I went on a holiday when I was 19 by myself, well, with my friend, and stuff, and they were fine with it. So,
I feel like there was a time that people were planning to go on holiday and I was just like,
we invited you and you were like, no. But you didn't even ask, like, she didn't even ask, guys. She was just like, no, trust me,
I know my parents very
but
well.
But then didn't your dad say afterwards, I would have said yes.
I can't remember, to be honest. But another thing is my dad is very picky with who I go away with.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, essentially, if you do go away together, you're each other's responsibility.
Of course.
So you need to have someone that, you know, is quite responsible and, you know, isn't just going to leave you stranded. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, someone responsible. Another thing I wanted to talk about, which is similar, is school trips.
Right.
I was allowed personally on school trips. But I know for a fact that some people weren't. And you know, that's really upsetting because a lot of things happen in school trips, like funny things. Like, to be honest, school trips are so safe because they do actually
have all the teachers and everything.
There's a lot of like supervision. So it just depends on the parents, I think. But my parents were fine with school trips.
Yeah, me too. Mine too.
Parents choosing your major, degree, whatever. So my parents think that I've been going to school all my life to choose what they want me to do. Like, are you okay? No. I remember when I was in sixth form, I was a bit confused. Like everyone else, I did not know what I wanted to do.
At one point,
I wanted to study dentistry, and then another, I wanted to do psychology. And I just knew deep down that it was not my cup of tea. And with a lot of cultures, if you're not a doctor, then what are you?
They
don't know anything past being a doctor.
What is it? Yeah, what is that? Yeah. Doctor or lawyer, that's it.
Yeah.
That's like...
And to be honest with you, like, fair enough, like, doctor, you have to dedicate half your life to. And being a lawyer.
You have to be passionate for it.
And being a lawyer, like, no disrespect to anyone who studied law, but it's a very competitive environment.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, and the same with psychology. I remember the day I chose not to do psychology was the day an old lady, sorry to say, came to our school to talk about how she just got into her own office. I'm not looking to be grey to be working for myself. Do you know what I mean?
I remember that day so well. Linda was just like, no, I'm not having this.
I was not having it. And from that day, I made that decision. And then I went and did something more in the communications creative side. So that was just my... But yeah, there are a lot of parents. And there are still people that are still doing what their parents told them to.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought I'd mention it. So I put this thing and I think it's really funny. Parents saying no and you doing it anyway. Do I want to die young? Do I want to die young? Because there's a lot of people that they ask their parents say no and they still do it.
They still do it, honey. Especially when you were a teenager. Like, like someone would be like, can I go to a party? No, they would sneak out. What? Sneak out? Like, I know so many people that, like, would sneak out. How do you have, like, mate.
If my parents said no, that was it.
No.
That was it. And also, if I had this weird thing where if they said no and then they changed their mind, I would still not go because I felt like it was a sign from the universe for me to not do it because why did you say no in the first place? I would get, like, all paranoid. But I know. So let me tell you the story, right? And this is why you should not, like, for anyone that's younger and listening to this, this is why you should just do what your parents say, because this girl, bless her heart, she wanted to get, I don't know what it's called, but like your, like on top of your chest, this like piercing.
Right.
I don't know what it's called, but a piercing over your, like on top, like just below your neck, right? And yeah. Her mum said no. Her mum said, no, don't do it. Like, you're not allowed, basically. Her mum goes on holiday and she does it. She gets that piercing. And then she's like, when my mum comes back, because her mum was going away for like 2 weeks or whatever. She was like, when my mum comes back, I'll just remove it. So it's just so that she gets it over and done with. My girl, a week after, she's looking into getting it removed. And they say you can't remove it without an operation.
Oh, shoot.
And she was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I was like, girl, like, you just shot yourself in the foot. Like, because now...
But what? Well, what's the point in getting it and then removing
you,
it?
She just... You know when you really want to do something? Right, you'd rather just have it and then, like,
yeah,
say that you've had it and, like,
yeah,
know that you've had it and fine, then get it over fine. And done with. Oh, mate, I was dying. I was like, oh my God, that's so shit. So she ended up just keeping it and then saying to her mum, like, she stuck it with like glue or something. I don't know what she said.
I'm so dead.
It was really funny because I was like, I would never. Like, I have a couple of piercings, and my parents hated piercings, right? So I had to beg for it for years, and then he finally said yes. And then he said yes to one piercing, and I got like 4 others or 5 others.
Yeah.
And then my dad once, like recently actually, like a year ago, he looks at my ears and he goes, when did you get all these piercings? And I said, oh, I asked you, remember? And he was like, no, you didn't. And I said, yes, I did. And he goes, no, you didn't. I was like, remove them now. I was like, no, I'm a grown
remove
adult.
Them now.
I can do what I want. He was like, remove them now. Like, do you know what? Like, let me just say, our parents are lucky. Like, you know, we never did anything naughty.
No, we didn't. We actually didn't. We were like, good.
I know people that got tattoos.
Yeah.
Like secretly. I know people that got on piercings secretly, like their belly buttons, whatever. Yeah. I know people that go and meet people, go and sleep at people's houses and say they're sleeping at other people's houses. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but whatever.
No,
like,
but they did. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. So.
Or like people that would do like drugs and like that kind of stuff. But honey,
that
we never done
me,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Were your parents strict on like drinking and smoking?
Honey, what kind of question is that? You already know.
But I want you to like elaborate a little
smoking,
bit.
Smoking, my dad would never, ever. I think like
did he give you that talk though? Like did he say,
like listen. Made it clear in the way he talked, he hates smoking. Like anything to do with alcohol, he was never really strict. Like obviously when I turned 18, he was just like, yeah, you can have, like, you know, if I drank alcohol, he'd be fine with it. My mum hates it. My mum's like, no, you can't drink alcohol. But you know, I
not in this house,
not
honey.
In this household. She gets annoyed if anyone drinks alcohol around her. But then my dad, no, never really said anything about alcohol. But smoking, is a no-no, Hans.
Yeah. With my parents, my dad, from a young, like, as you said, like, he never sat me down and was like, right,
yeah,
you can't smoke and drink. But he just, like, from the discussions that we had in the household, like, he made it clear that he did not like it. Even though, like, my dad, you know, he would have, he does have, like, a beer and, like, some Prosecco, like, once in a while. But, like, he's not, like, a heavy drinker.
Yeah.
My mom, like, rarely to just, like, accompany my dad or, like, socially. But with smoking, like, no one from my dad's family, at least, no one smokes. Yeah. And from my mum's, I think, like, 2 of them smoke. But, you know, we have a huge family, and for them to, like, not be smokers. So my dad sort of was kind of like, there's not any smokers in the family for you to be, like, inspired of, if that makes sense. Because you, like, as unfortunate as this sounds, and obviously I don't have any like proper statistics on this, but like when you have smokers in the household, it's more likely for your kids to become smokers as well. But I remember when I was 16, my mom was smoking and she was like, do you want some, just so that you can get it over and done with, so when your friends ask you to try it, you can say that you already did. whenever I would say to my parents, whenever I would say to my friends and be like, you know, my mum was the one that introduced me to it, they would be like, what, your mum introduced you to it? They would be so like shocked. But same with my dad, like he introduced me to like different types of alcohol, but he would always be like, taste it, and then I'll taste it, and then he'd be like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, my dad did that.
And then I'm like, yeah, it is. And to be honest, my like, I can't tolerate alcohol. Like,
too much, yeah.
I'm not really... Another thing that we can talk about is dress code.
Okay, right? Okay. I'm going to put it out there. I'm really lucky in the sense that my parents never really said anything about what I wore, dress code-wise, makeup-wise. Guys, I went through an emo phase back in school. I would wear this most, like, horrendous-looking eyeliner around my eyes. You remember, Linda, it was bad.
Yeah.
it was bad. And my parents never once said, like, you know, you can't do that. I think they just let me at it. and dress code-wise, they never said, like, you can wear this, you can't wear that. But I think it's because they always saw me, like, wearing very regular clothes. Like, I was never over the top with...
Yeah.
With my
They saw us wearing High School Musical. They were like, oh god, they're gonna get bullied in school, don't worry about it, honey. I'm joking.
Don't worry, honey.
I have to say though, for me, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup until I was in college, basically.
Really? Yeah. I don't remember this.
I don't know if you remember it, but in year 12, I would only like wear a bit of mascara and like I was only allowed to wear a bit of powder. Like, I wasn't allowed to wear liquid foundation.
Right, and
up until then, like, from, like, year 8, I think, a lot of people started to wear makeup, was doing their eyebrows, was doing eyeliner. I think you were doing it. I don't know. Were you doing it?
Eyeliner. I started young on the eyeliner thing.
Yeah, she's... like, Paniz, I remember, would put eyeliner on. I was not allowed, right? So sometimes I just felt like I really wanted to put some makeup on. Because I just felt... I was so intrigued by that life, and like I would always walk into the bathroom and see all these girls like putting lip gloss on and stuff like that, and I'm like, not allowed, not allowed, not allowed. Not allowed. And I remember I put some like blue eyeliner, I don't know what I was thinking, I put blue eyeliner in my waterline.
I remember
this. I thought it was the best thing I've ever done, and I would wear it at school. And then I would come back home and remove it before my mom came back from work. And my mom is, if you think that FBIs are good, she's better than that. Like, she's up in the MI5, like, whatever. She would notice even after I would clean it off, Paniz. She said, you had something on today. And then I was like, no, like, I was trying this thing. And like, she was like, you had makeup on today. And I was just like, I was so shook. And then eventually in year 12, I was like, Mom, can I wear some mascara? And she was like, this is year 12, by the way. Like, what? I'm 16?
Yeah.
And 16, my 17. Mom was like, fine, you can wear some mascara. And if you are going to wear, like, powder, only powder. And that's it. Mm. Nothing else. And yeah, that was my life. But with dress code, my parents, again, with the whole culture thing, like, I was never allowed to, like... Well, it's also, like, morally speaking... I would never, like, walk out, like, half my boobs out, for example, or, like, have, like, a proper short skirt, like, a lot of people did in school. Like, I was not allowed. Like, if I wore a skirt in school, it was, I had shorts underneath or whatever, like, unlike some girls that were rolling it up to their armpits, the skirts. No shame. They were literally rolling their skirts up until their armpits.
I remember.
And, I was not, like, my mum always said, like, listen, you're going to school to get an education, like, don't be rolling up your skirt like that. And, you know, like, a lot of the reasons, you know, a lot of those things were probably some of the reasons why we got bullied, because, you know, my skirt was never, you know, like, super high up. It was just, like, a little bit above the knees. Like, I was not, like...
Yeah, mine too.
I was not, like... Yeah, it was just... It was really interesting. And also, like, I've already told you guys about, like, my incident with wearing shorts and leggings, because my mum thought it was inappropriate for me to go to school with shorts and no leggings. So yeah, it's just like...
I remember those days, shorts and leggings bad.
I think, like, do you remember when we were talking about this in like a dating episode where like you have to have respect for yourself? Like, I put here, which is not really relevant to either of us, but like religious parents, I know that, you know, a lot of strict parents comes from like religious parents a lot as well, like, so yeah, I don't really have much to say on it because my parents are not very religious.
No, me neither, but I do know people
yeah
like I know friends like back in school that were like strict Catholics, for example, and she wasn't allowed to watch like any show on TV. Like, you know, when people were watching like Hannah Montana and stuff, she wasn't allowed to. She was only allowed to watch like Christian stuff.
Yeah.
And like Christian channels and stuff. So yeah, it's just, I guess, I think most people have had some sort of a strict parent thing going on in their life, but it's all very different from each other. You know, the things we discuss, maybe people listening can't relate to, but maybe found funny. But, you know, like we said, there's a few things we threw in there that we couldn't relate to, but maybe others did. So I think strict parents are a thing. Or some more, less than others, but it's still a thing.
Yeah. So one more before we go, I think, to close it off. I think it's the perfect one to close off with.
Go on then.
Is, so a lot of us have our own money, right? And, you know, we earn it ourselves. I just want to ask, are there any parents out there that still, that you still need to ask your parents for permission when you buy like a big thing, even if it's with your own money?
Oh, interesting.
Is that something that you can relate to, Panit?
No, I don't ask. I just buy it. Like, and my parents, I don't think they would ever say like, how dare you buy that? Maybe if I bought something crazy, irrational, they'd be like, babes, maybe you should like save your money instead of buying these kind of things. But they would never be like, take that back. I don't want you buying that. Because they just say, like, you know, it's your money, you earned it, so you decide what you're going to do.
Okay.
So I've never really had that. But I'm not the kind of person that would buy something crazy big and just come home with it. Yeah. Though. I don't know.
There are a couple of people that have, which is why I put this on. My parents in particular, like, if I want to go abroad, I have to, even though I'm going with my own money and stuff, I kind of sort of, I don't say, oh, Dad, can I go? But I sort of talk about it a couple of times.
Yeah, you hint at it.
Until he sort of says, yeah, like, if you want to go, you can go, whatever. But say I, you know, I want to buy something that's expensive, like, you know, a car, whatever. I'm not going to just do that without consulting my parents. Just not because I need their permission. It's because I want their advice. Like, I want them, like, their knowledge, whatever. But I know a couple of people that still, like, even if it's with their money, they still have to ask for every little thing that they buy.
Right.
Because, you know, some parents are strict with their money and therefore they sort of carry it on with their money as well, because I understand if someone's like spending recklessly and like doesn't like can't manage their money whatsoever, but I know people that would take, like, their parents would take their cards from them and say, you only have this much of allowance this month. So let us know, guys, if you are someone that relates to any of this, and if you have,
that'd be funny.
Let us know if you can relate to any of it, or even if you have like your own little stories
that we missed out.
We don't, like, we won't post about it, it'll be private, but we can just have a little chat about that. If you guys like this episode, we will be doing a part two.
But with your submissions,
your submissions, your stories, whatever. But yeah,
I've got to get that curious cat running up again to submit anonymously.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you guys for listening, if you've made it this far. If you haven't, I suggest you go back, because
back and listen again.
Because it was a funny episode, right?
And can I just say, none of y'all have been giving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. What is going on, children? Because we've explained this multiple times.
Yeah, it literally takes 2 seconds. But regardless, follow us on at Not Having It Podcast on Instagram, at Not Having It Crew on Twitter. And I don't even think we should even mention our personals, because no one likes us.
No one likes us.
No one seems to follow us on there. But
I mean, we have private accounts.
Yeah, but still, we, you know, if we see that you follow Not Having It, we'll definitely give you a follow back.
Yeah,
we're very friendly.
We're so kind. We're so nice. We would do that just for you.
Anyway, guys, see you next week.
Bye.